This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's Friday, and we have our princess of the platforms, our fabulous Belle of the Binge Watchers herself, because in a world where you can watch every episode of everything that's ever been produced anytime you want, or listen to all the music that's ever been recorded, there's no such thing anymore as wasted time. Melissa Locker writes for The Guardian and Time, but she saves the best of herself for us.
If you don't know what to watch or listen to this weekend, I've got you covered. Two stops in the time machine today, and the first stop is 1963. Everyone loves movies about the presidency, and everyone loves Bryan Cranston, who of course is best known for playing Walter White on Breaking Bad.
Say my name, Heisenberg.
But a new role puts him about as far as possible from being a meth kingpin. It puts him in the White House.
I'm coming for you, Dick. Now, I love you more than my own daddy. But if you get in my way, I'll crush you.
All right, so maybe the characters aren't so different after all. But in the HBO adaptation of All the Way, Cranston steps into the shoes of President Johnson. The film focuses on Johnson's first year in office, where he's confronting the escalation of the war in Vietnam, the civil rights issues at home, all while campaigning against Barry Goldwater in the 1964 election.
We're going to declare a war on poverty.
A war on poverty?
That's right. Now, I got all kinds of federal programs in mind on health, education, literacy, jobs, you name it. We're going to change this country top to bottom.
Not only does Cranston sound like Johnson, but director Jay Roach went all out to achieve LBJ's look, creating prosthetics for Cranston's nose and ears. And Cranston knows the character well. He played the part on Broadway in Robert Schenken's play of the same name. Note to future Barack Obama impersonators, cut your teeth on live stage first. It really makes a difference. Check out the first few minutes of the film, where there's a moment where Cranston looks around the Oval Office and the weight of the presidency settles on him. It is beautiful and heartbreaking, all thanks to Cranston's acting.
Where were you just now, Mr. President?
Accidental president. That's what they'll say.
It's not a one-man show, though. The cast is incredible, particularly the work done by Anthony Mackie, who was last seen playing Falcon in Captain America: Civil War. But this time he's playing Martin Luther King Jr. Cranston won a Tony for his performance in the Broadway version, and it would not be a surprise if he is nominated for an Emmy for his work in this film. You can catch the premiere of All the Way this Saturday at 8 p.m. on HBO. All right, now let's fast forward from 1963 to 1978, the year that the Cars signed to Elektra Records. The group rose to fame in the early 1980s, but unlike some of the bands in the Boston scene, like Mission to Burma or the Del Fuegos, the Cars found a lot of mainstream fame with their new wave pop hits. Songs like Just What I Needed and Magic, and my personal favorite, Since You're Gone. The Cars have a new box set that may have slipped under the radar. It's called The Elektra Years, and it features all the classics. It's the perfect soundtrack to a springtime dance party, whether you're dancing in your living room, listening to Drive in your car, or in line at the grocery store. You're just going to want to crank it up, or, you know, shake it up. Got a tip for me? Something wild and wacky you're seeing out there? Leave us a comment on thetakeaway.org. Shake it up. I'm Melissa Locker, reporting for The Takeaway.